continuing the conversation, you know, on a Monday. Got some new folks listening, 97.7 FM. Good to have you there from Sheboygan. Hello. Things you should put down in the dust in your dash. There's the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You should find SteveGerber.com. It's a resource. By the way, 1 week from today, a brand new website set to launch, SteveGerber.com, all new and improved. The content is going to be incredible. The content is going to be incredible. It's going to blow your mind. We're going to have resources with reporters from around the world. True story. Coming Veterans Day, a week from today, SteveGerber.com will have multiple articles and perspectives from around the world every day. You're going to want to tell your friends, plus videos and comments and interaction and all of that. So you can go there. You can also get your podcast there, going back years now. If there's any interview you want to hear, anything that you feel like you have missed, man, we can hook you right up. SteveGerber.com. Plus Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those things. And listen to me. We also live stream the program. Today we're having a computer update, but normally we live stream it, so it's like television for the cool kids. Live stream the first 2 hours of the program every day at AmericasVoiceNews.com. America's Voice News. So you can get all of those things. AmericasVoiceNews.com for the live, and you can see peek inside the studio here, you see, and catch up with what's going on inside, you know, inside the inner sanctum, as it were. Got some breaking news for you here, and some other stories I want to get to, so I wanted to cover these things. At McDonald's, a big change. A big change at McDonald's because the CEO and president, Steve Easterbrook, has stepped down from the company. Happened yesterday. He revealed in an email to employees that he engaged in a consensual relationship with an employee, which is a clear, cut-and-dried violation of company policy and rules. I recently engaged in a consensual relationship with an employee which violated McDonald's policy. That was a mistake. And immediately following the announcement, McDonald's named Chris Kempczinski to be the new president and CEO of the company. Separated from the company following the board's determination that he violated company policy and demonstrated poor judgment involving a recent consensual relationship with an employee. Poor judgment. Prior to being named president and CEO of McDonald's, Kempczinski served the company as president of McDonald's USA, where he was responsible for the business operations of the approximate 14,000 restaurants in the country. The company also announced that Joe Erlinger, serving the company as president of International Operated Markets, was being tapped to fill Kempczinski's role. Anyhow, here's the comment from Kempczinski. As one of the world's leading brands, McDonald's makes a difference in the lives of people every day. We have a responsibility not only to serve great food, but to make it responsibly and to enrich the communities in which we operate. I am energized by this challenge and look forward to guiding McDonald's continued success, so on and so forth. No idea what the outcome of the relationship was, except that Mr. Easterbrook will be looking for a new job going forward. Because it's, well, if those are the rules, you can't do that, right? I mean, that's the guidelines at McDonald's. You can't fraternize, as it were. You can't fraternize, as it were, with employees. And if those are the policies, those are the policies. It doesn't say he did anything illegal. Just not allowed under policy. I got a couple of other things here I just want to touch base with you on. It's this kind of story that really rubs me the wrong way. This one's out of Maryland. But a county executive in Maryland has banned a police station from displaying the wooden thin blue line flag that was a gift from a local resident. The thin blue line flag, you've probably seen it, even if you weren't aware what it is. It's an American flag. And right under the stars and so forth, the stripe that would normally be white is blue. There's a blue stripe that runs through the, you know, about the middle of the flag. And it's a symbol of support for law enforcement. Right? You've seen it on hats. You've seen it in different places. I've seen it lots of places. It's a symbol of support for law enforcement. But it's been banned in Montgomery County. Here's what Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrick said in a statement. The flag provides a symbol of support to some, but it's a symbol of dismissiveness to others. Because it is divisive, the flag will not be posted at the 5th District nor any public space within the police department. The flag was a gift to the 5th District officers from Montgomery County. Woodworker James Shelton is labeled by some of the Blue Lives Matter flag in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. A photo on the Montgomery County Police Twitter page shows Shelton and his young son presenting the artwork to three uniformed officers. Unbelievable. But you can't show support for law enforcement. It's not allowed. Not allowed. You can't have some local guy say, hey, we appreciate the work you do here. Here's a gift from me to you. Here's a gift. No, sir, that's not going to fly. At any rate. This part of the program is brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And soon powering the hotline, I believe. We'll get to that in a couple of days, and I'll keep you up to date on that. But DTE has been a partner with us here for a very long time, continuing on and expanding their role here at the program. We appreciate the support from DTE. Coming up in hour number two, a little bit of a preview for you. James Dover will be here, the president and CEO of Sparrow Health System. Alan Sachs will be here, the professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Americans divided on impeachment. What does he think in Texas? We'll get to that. And coming up later, Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. Welcome to it. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.